You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Investigation is in its early stages and the motivation for the incident remains unclear. However, Counter-Terrorism Police Northwest have offered their support to Merseyside Police as the full circumstances of what has happened are being established. At this moment in time, the investigation is not being treated as terrorist-related.
And that was Chief Constable Serena Kennedy from Merseyside Police there in the wake of two children being killed and six in a critical condition following a mass knife attack in Southport yesterday afternoon. And Harry Booth, Bauer Media reporter at the scene in Southport, joins us now with the latest. Good morning to you, Harry. Can you bring us up to speed, please? What do we know about the incident as it unfolded yesterday?
Yeah, we heard that it was around midday yesterday when the attack took place. Obviously, it created so much devastation and carnage in the local community. We know that many families were in the street, and mothers in tears, screaming, trying to get people away. And it quickly became apparent that it was a really, really serious situation. We heard very quickly from Merseyside Police that a major incident was unfolding. And then obviously later on in the day, we heard that devastatingly two children, as you said, have lost their lives. Six others remain in a critical condition, along with two adults as well, who Serena Kennedy said last night tried their best to stop the attack from happening. Even this morning, loads of flowers have been made as tributes. And it's abundantly clear that the community is in real shock still today.
I'm sure the whole country is in shock. That an event that targets small children is, I suppose, beyond the comprehension of most people. Do we know or much about the 17-year-old who is currently in custody, Harry?
We don't know. All we know that it was very quickly after we heard what was happening yesterday at around midday that a 17-year-old boy was detained and that a knife was seized at the scene. The limited information we do know was revealed at the press conference last night by Serena Kennedy, in that the 17-year-old is from Wales but lives locally in Banks in Lancashire. But that's as much as we know about him. We know he's still in custody and is still being questioned by detectives.
Okay. There are children, six of them in critical condition. There are two adults also injured. Do we have any updates on how they are doing? Are some of them, you know, I suppose, is there any hope that some of them are getting better, or is there no information around their condition other than that it is critical?
No information at the moment. We are hoping that we will get an update from Merseyside Police today, given obviously the scale of the incident, the fact that so many people are obviously so worried. You know, this has captured the world's attention because of how devastating it is. But we know, we don't know more than what we knew last night on that at the moment. But obviously everyone hoping that they pull through.
And obviously a huge number of tributes being paid. King Charles, Keir Starmer, huge amounts of people coming out and commenting on this in the UK.
Yeah. As I said before, it's captured the world's attention, and everyone has come out to pay tribute. As you say, the Prime Minister, the Prince and Princess of Wales, as well, our local politicians, even some of messages being left this morning, real kind of heartbreaking to read. A man actually arrived here at the scene in the last hour or so in just floods of tears. He just took a police officer by the hand and just said, "I'm so sorry." And it was so hard to watch for everyone here. And I think that just really captured the feeling of the community and so many, you know, far and wide, not just here, as you mentioned, in Southport.
Yeah, I'm sure the community is in shock. Have you managed to speak to any of the local community yourself this morning since you've arrived there?
Yes, I've managed to speak to a few. And as I mentioned before, like within a few seconds of speaking to them, just by asking, you know, why they've come out today to lay their flowers, the tears flow. It means so much, you know, they're really in shock. They're really upset. I suppose they still can't believe what has happened. I suppose it hits hard even more when it's on your doorstep. And yeah, it's really evident from speaking to them for just a few seconds that they're in real heartbreak and shock.
And maybe lastly, Harry, the two children who lost their lives, do we have any information on them or on their families? I can't even imagine what they must be going through today.
No, yeah, absolutely. Again, we don't know too much more than what the police told us last night, even just from the messages and fly high angels and other messages of a similar nature. I think we obviously don't want to go into too much detail without knowing the facts, but we know that there were young children enjoying a Taylor Swift event in their summer holidays. And, you know, the Police and Crime Commissioner said last night to me, you know, that's what they should have been doing. And obviously ended in such a devastating fashion.
Yeah, and absolutely shocking news from the UK this morning. That is Harry Booth, their Bauer media reporter at the scene in Southport.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.